VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. At least five Afghan troops were killed by friendly fire Tuesday night in what was supposed to be a precision airstrike by U.S. forces supporting troops battling insurgents in the country's south. In a statement released on Wednesday, the Afghan Defense Ministry said the mishap happened near the city of Taran Kot in Uruzgan province and said it resulted from miscommunication between the Afghan troops on the ground and forces in the air. Dozens of children were believed trapped inside a building in Lagos, Nigeria, where hundreds of onlookers gathered to watch a massive rescue attempt. It's unclear how many people are inside the ruins of the three-story building that collapsed at about 10 a.m. local time Wednesday. Onlookers said a school with about 100 students was located on the building's top floor. Several children were rescued from the debris, and the crowd watching cheered when that news reached them. Ambulances, fire trucks, and heavy building equipment were standing by to help with the search and rescue effort. There's no word on how many adults were in the building when it fell. The building was located on the Itta-Faji area of Lagos Island, which is the oldest part of the city. The governor of Sao Paulo, Brazil, says two young men wearing hoods and carrying several weapons opened fire at a school in the southern part of the country, killing eight people before they then took their own lives. Wednesday's shooting happened at a public school in Suzano, a suburb of Sao Paulo, Brazil's largest city. The governor says the two attackers were believed to be between 20 and 25 years old. He says authorities don't believe they were former students. This is VOA News. President Trump says the U.S. is grounding the model of an American-made jetliner that crashed and killed 157 people Sunday in Ethiopia.
We're going to be issuing an emergency order of prohibition to ground all flights of the 737 MAX 8 and the 737 MAX 9.
More now on the grounding from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The president announced
all of those planes are grounded, effective immediately.
And then the FAA's acting chief explained enhanced satellite imagery and new evidence gathered at the Ethiopian crash site provided data.
The track of the Ethiopian Airlines flight was very close and behaved very similarly to the Lion Air flight.
Canada's transport minister explains they now know the Ethiopian jet's automatic system kicked in to force the nose of the aircraft downward. And in the case of the Lion Air crash in October, those pilots unsuccessfully fought against that software. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, was sentenced to a longer term in prison on Wednesday for conspiracy linked to his lobbying efforts in Ukraine for a pro-Russia political party. AP correspondent, Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Manafort was sentenced last week to roughly 4 years in prison in a separate case and will serve about 3.5 years on top of that. Manafort had pleaded guilty to two counts of conspiracy, which could have landed him 10 years in prison. Judge Amy Berman Jackson handed down the sentence after saying she'd give Manafort credit for accepting responsibility, but she also laced into him over the crimes. Manafort earlier read a statement pleading for leniency, saying he's sorry for what he's done, and asked the judge to not give him more jail time, and to instead let him get back to being his wife's primary caregiver. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Islamic State fighters launched new counterattacks against U.S.-backed forces Wednesday, as the militants clung to the terror group's last scrap of territory in northeastern Syria. Officials with both the U.S. and the Syrian Democratic Forces say they've been taking cover from airstrikes and artillery fire in a complex system of caves and tunnels below ground. President Trump attacked the governor of California on Wednesday for his plan to impose a state moratorium on carrying out death sentences against convicted killers. On Twitter, Trump said, defying voters, the governor of California will halt all death penalty executions of 737 stone-cold killers. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.